Everybody, good evening and welcome to Locomotives. With us tonight, we have the Kenya Hall Band in the house, and to the right of me, Zach Jones, my wingman tonight.
Hello.
That's true. Yes. What's up, Zach?
Not so much. Happy to be here.
Excellent. Well, it's a pleasure to have you. We are in store for quite a treat, a seven-piece funky soulful treat.
That's a big treat.
That is supersized.
Big treat. That's a big treat.
And I don't like to always get supersized, but in this case...
You might as well. So every now and then.
Bring it on.
Every now and then. You
yes.
Know?
Yes. Oh, can't get enough. So before we get started, I want everybody to know that Locomotives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company, locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years. That is true. Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com or by phone, 774-2219. Good old Buck Dancer's.
You're pretty good at that, Michelle. You're good at that. Do you do this for a living?
I know. I should be... reading books. That's what I think I got to start reading books. But
is there money in that?
I work at Florence House. No money in that. No. Homeless shelter in town.
But the riches are way greater.
Oh my God, I feel good.
Yeah.
Here's a shout out to the greatest shelter in Portland, Maine. Really around. I've been to some in Boston, New York City. But Florence House and the women that I've met there, you guys are one of a kind. So
nice.
Thank you for keeping me honest. Enough of that.
No, it's all right. Shout out to the Florence House.
Shout it out. Because we're supersizing it
we're
tonight.
Supersizing we're supersizing it tonight. Take it all there.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, like I said, we are lucky here at WMPG because we have tonight the Kenya Hall Band, or at least this carnation.
Yes.
Incarnation of yes. the Kenya Hall
this is,
Band.
This is pretty much it. This is pretty much it. Yes.
What happened to Josh?
Josh, he became a superstar. Said he couldn't deal
he's
with the small. Yeah,
he
supersized. Yeah. He said he couldn't deal right. with small change anymore, and you know.
It's too bad because I mean I've been listening to this record, the CD
yes.
that you put out since I got it, probably a little before the holidays, around November.
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled upon it. It took forever for me to get to it, and I'm sorry about that.
No, it's my promotion.
I really should have gotten it a lot sooner because mm-hmm. it has been a joy
nice
since putting it in my hands. But the key is that it's an incredible album,
and that
it
you have it now.
As good as anything out there that anybody is doing anywhere,
nice.
Even
you.
The superstardoms.
I
mean,
you,
this is right there
that.
With
thank
it.
You. Nice.
Produce
I will take that.
The man
produce.
That put this thing together.
Frank Hopkins.
Holy
that guy.
Moly.
That guy.
Hair and all.
Yeah. Cal Productions. Woo! No way.
It is just thanks. Done amazing. It's a great CD, and everybody should get it. It's Learning for Miles, Volume 1. We're going to hear all about it. But first, let's meet the band.
All right. The band. Right here on guitar, we have Mr. Calvin McElwain. Please say hi to everybody. Baby oil. This is Baby Oil.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody.
Chocolate Drizzle, as he's known in New York City.
Or Mr. 207.
Mr. 207. He goes by a lot of names.
Depends where I am at the time.
Yep.
Hollywood, if he's in, you know, Hollywood.
Yeah, if he's in Hollywood, that's what they call him. Right here on the keys, we have Mr. Frankie Hopkins. Line of Force, the mastermind behind Eve of the Atom Records. Over here on the drums, we have Mr. Dan Boyden, who is pretty much the drummer for everybody. And he lends himself
cool
to us too.
Anyway.
Yeah. Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody
he you know, yeah. he plays. That's what he does. He is the man. Right here on the bass, who filled well, in fact, who took over Josh Robbins' place. Mr. Andrew Scherzer, you would know him for his work that he did in the Portland Theater on stage for the one man act of Ron Jeremy. It's Fuzzy in the Middle. That was him. And right here on the trombone. Yeah, it's true. He was amazing. Kudos for that. Should have been on Broadway, for real. And over here on the trombone, we have John McClain. John McClain is sitting in for us tonight because he also supersized. He was like, I can't do the small change. He's in Fog Cutters, and he was like one of the masterminds behind the Big Band Syndrome at the State.
Sweet.
Fog Cutters, you should check that out if
they
you haven't.
They got something happening soon, Fog Cutters. Like
they do.
This weekend or next weekend?
March 9th. Second anniversary of the Fog Cutters at the Empire.
Yeah. Yes. I read about that. Big.
Yeah, like it'll
said.
Be big. It's always huge. It's like, yeah, it's like 37 million people in the band, and it's like everybody in Portland is in that band, but it's good. It's tight and awesome, and you don't hear, there's people of all ages in it. I was just going to say, you just don't hear big band music like that here in Portland very much.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere, yeah.
Anywhere since 1950.
Because Portland's bringing it on.
They are.
Musically.
Yeah, Zach Jones got to sit in with them, and you know, it was pretty killer. You know,
how fun.
A lot of hamburgers there.
A lot of hamburgers.
And then last but certainly not least, we have the Reverend Adam Motmany over here on the saxophone.
Right.
He's just pretty much the hub of the Portland music scene.
The hub.
Nice. He and his friend Shoe Nice moved here a little while ago, and he's been making music, and he plays bass as well, too. And he's just, pretty good addition, amazing addition. Yes.
Well, you know, whenever you bring a saxophone anywhere,
I know.
You know,
I know.
You're in for a good time.
Yeah, you know that. Yeah,
you do. Really, you just
even if you can't play it, just bring it to a boring place and saxophone.
Yeah,
you come,
it looks good.
It looks good. Yeah, you can plant a really nice spider plant in it. It looks awesome.
Right, yeah.
Turn it into a lamp. You could do all that.
That's true. Well, I can't wait to hear the sounds that are going to come out of this 7-piece monstrous band that we have.
Yes.
Across the plated glass here at the WMPG studios. I want to thank everybody for tuning in right now. to WMPG at either 104.1 or 90.7. All our new 90.9, you know.
Okay, I thought wherever I told everybody something wrong.
Right. Oh, no, it's just me. I've been in kitty land all kitty day, land, and my mind is mush.
Yeah, kids will do that to you. They will
but
mush
I'm
that on up.
Good. Yes. And I'm excited to hear all this great music, and I just want to welcome everyone in New Hampshire because we have expanded our sound waves.
Congratulations.
And people are hearing us all over now. So welcome everybody right now. I give to you the Kenya Hall Band.
All right. Everybody get on top.
Everybody get on top. Everybody get on top. Everybody get on top. Everybody get on top. Everybody get on top. Everybody get on top. Everybody get on top. Gonna be the first in line. Who you gonna run to when the views of the empowered find a different life? What you're left with are empty palms and broken backs, worn shoulders and no cigarettes. You've got to run and jump, duck and hide, take your soul on a different ride. You got to dig and dig and dig and dig. And so don't you know, at harvest time, I'm gonna be the first in line.
Hey, 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 hey
Is it okay to talk a little bit too? All right. So this song is a new one for us. It's called The Easy Way Out. It's called The Easy Way Out because there is no easy way out. And as you keep growing, you keep learning that you gotta keep on working hard. Nothing is given to you. Nothing is handed out. Nobody puts stamps on envelopes and mails it to you for no reason. Calvin knows about that. You don't get free checks in the mail unless you sign your name. Nobody throws burgers out the windows. You gotta work for it. The stone free route. Nothing in your way. But what they don't say is that it can't be, no, it won't be, or everybody would be on top, on top. Everybody would be on top, on top. Everybody would be on top, on top. Everybody be 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 on top.
All right. Once again, everybody, you are tuned into Local Motives. I'm Michelle Arcand, and sitting in with me tonight, we have...
Zach Jones. Hello, that's me.
Yes, I figured you haven't had a chance to say hello yet, so you could say hi to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Wait, why aren't they responding? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the radio. It's one.
You know, what we didn't get to do was introduce Zach, and let's talk about what you're doing, too, Zach. Like, you're here for... For all kinds of stuff, not just to grill us, not just to make sure that we're on point, but you got some things going on too that we should all know about.
I'm mostly just getting ready to fire some serious questions at you guys.
Oh,
really gonna put you on the spot and make this really
And then we get to put him on the spot.
We'll talk about Zach's albums, his CDs, his quadruple projects.
Yep. All right.
But it's all about you right now.
Okay. You see, I tried early. This next song is it is off the first album.
Was that new stuff that you were just doing?
It is new stuff.
Something new.
Yep.
So that means there's a future album.
I said volume one, and you know, I went the lazy route and gave it all one name. I'll just change the numbers. It's good that way.
Once you got a good title, you may as well stick with it.
You might as well stick with it. I'm no good with titles.
It's gonna be the same cover too.
I like
it's a different shade of.
It's nice artwork.
I'll make it purple.
So anyway, we're tuned in to Locomotives with the Kenya Hall Band, and this is WMPG W281 AC Gorham, Portland. And I don't know what you might want to know about Kenya Hall and her band, but you have that opportunity to give us a call at 780-4909 and let us know if you have any questions, anything you want to know about this incredible ensemble of musicians and, you know, what it is that they do to put something like that out there. Do you sit? Do you practice all the time? Do you just wing it? Or do you write the songs first, the music first, the lyrics? What's your process?
It's different every time. It's different every time. I wish I had a way that happened every time, because then I would have 15 albums already. But because it's always different and you never know how it's going to happen. That last song in particular, I was... sometimes really cool things happen when I'm washing dishes. And that song was just a whole bunch of words. And I just took it to Frank and said, I have no clue what to do with this. I have no melody whatsoever. And he's like, well, I was kind of playing around with this. And he started playing a guitar lick. And and the melody came. So it happens different every time. And sometimes it's melody first, and then you're messing around with words. And sometimes it's a song that's sitting on a burner for like 8 years. You never know.
Oh, I know how that goes.
Yeah. It's something different every time. And then you bring it to the band, and because you're always playing with really, luckily I'm always playing with really open-minded, talented people, they'll be like, oh, let's try this, let's try that. Nobody's like, that was dumb, let's not do that. So it's easy to bring stuff to the table.
Awesome. Well, why don't we hear something from the album? This one is off their album, Learning for Miles, Volume 1. You know, hopefully somewhere down the line we'll be saying, all right, Volume 20.
Volume 20, yeah.
But here it is. What do you got? Are you going to go to one of my favorites, that Murray Connection?
Oh, no, that's going to be in there. That's going to be in there.
I don't know what it is about that song, but it brings you right away. You're just like a vacuum. I'm sucked right in. And,
right on.
And I'm just spinning.
We like people being sucked in.
It's fun.
Yes. Yes, that's what this band's about.
That's Calvin's Kansas name, actually, sucked in.
That's right.
I want some Kenya Hall suction. Bring it on.
Oh, man, did you say that?
Oh, man.
That might not sound bad. That's okay. That's okay. We go for it. We're
doing so Come on, well. We cried so at well. Mavis together.
We did. We cried
we
at Mavis. She brought it out. Yes. No, we should tell everybody that. That's how Michelle and I met a few years ago at a Mavis staple concert, and we were both crying and we didn't know each other, and we kind of just looked at each other laughing like, oh my god, we're crying. We're grown women here crying. And then we just started talking and found out that we lived in the same area and everything else. But Mavis brings it out of you. She's a beautiful woman. I mean, still spiritually, and her voice and everything else is still there.
Strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She
yeah.
is power.
She is. She really is. And I mean, that's what happens when you do it right. You can still do it at, you know, what is she like, 92 and a half. You know, she's still kicking it.
She played last summer.
She is.
And she's a fan. She's got the showmanship down still. Too. Like, she can work the crowd.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, oh, my knees hurt after that. What are you doing, Mavis?
Well, she did. She went short. Everyone was like, more. She's like, hell no, I'm old.
Yeah. Yep. And everybody helped her out. She's like, bye.
Yeah.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah.
But you can definitely feel your influence that. She's definitely a part of some of your influences.
Definitely.
That power, that rawness, and that just ability to free flow.
Yeah.
Because she kind
does.
Of just brings it on, and you think you're going one way, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, that's the best part about her live shows, and I've seen so many clips of her live shows that it's always... You think it's going to this part of the song, and it's not. She's... I'm feeling it differently this time, and I think that's... that makes her a musician, not a singer. You know, when you say, oh, this is how I'm feeling it right now. So, you know, everybody follow this, and this is where we're going with this. And she does that. You know, she's really good at leading the band and letting everybody else know what she's feeling at that time. And that's the difference between a singer and a musician. And that, you know, makes you a band.
That's also sort of the essence of soul music, I think, too, is like, this is the way that I'm feeling right now.
And
I hope the musicians catch on and feel the same way.
I hope you catch on. Or just that you're still a... There's the whole vocalist and instrumentalist part, and that shouldn't be there. It should be that we're all this band.
Yeah, we're moving as a unit.
Yeah.
Well,
and
we're constantly changing, and if every time a musician was the same and you went to a show and it was always just the same, I think there would be a point where the audience would grow, you know, bored of that.
Exactly.
And that's why a live show, not everyone can be a great live musician.
Mm-hmm.
And there is, you know, that's a calling.
It is.
And that's a part of
it
music.
Is.
Yeah. Luckily, your guys' live show, you know, you got people screaming at the door wanting more.
It's gotten better. It's
they
gotten
don't let
better.
You go home.
I wish that was the... Not that I don't want to go home. Oh, that sounded so terrible. I'm just saying that. No,
you want to stay and play forever.
We'll stay and play forever, yeah.
So let's hear it. Let's hear a little of the Learning for Miles, Volume 1.
All right.
See, it has been so long since I felt this kind of loving, and it has been so long since I felt like I have needed someone. Since you came into my life, I forgot my stress and strife, remembered how it felt to care. see, it has been so long since my soul has been at home with nothing but love to give. You make me feel brand new whenever I'm with you. Yeah, I'm brand new. You make me feel so brand new when I am. Brand new. So long since I gave myself a reason, and it has been so long since I've shared with anyone. It has been so long since I felt this kind of joy or felt like I was happy to live. See, it has been so long since my soul has been at home with nothing but love. So long since I gave myself a reason, and it has been so long since I've shared with anyone. It has been so long since I felt this kind of joy or felt like I was happy to live. It has been so long since my soul has been at home with nothing but love to give. You make me feel brand new.
Was one of those songs that were it was on the burner for a long time, and it was played for a really long time. And that's, you know, after playing a song for a long time and you get it, that's one that should go into the archive here soon, definitely.
Aww.
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 Get it while you can.
Buy the CD,
right? You want to hear it again.
It's ironic to hear you say that a song about feeling brand new should go into the archive.
Brand new's gotten old. Being brand new has gotten old. I don't want that feeling anymore.
Well, I'm sick of feeling brand new. I want to feel brand newer.
I want to feel brand newer or a little older.
Well, all you got to do is go to the shows.
Go
then
to
you
the
can
shows.
Feel brand new every time.
Every time. Yeah. Yes.
You know, and you can pick up the CD.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
These are the facts.
That's what we're here for, to lay down the facts.
We've laid it down.
Speaking of when you can hear it at a show, while we're talking about that.
February?
February 25th, yes.
Excellent. Where are you playing?
At the Big Easy for the Saturday Night Jazz, Blues, and Soul.
Series,
thank you.
Is that just starting up, or has that been going on?
That's been going on for a while. It usually has a... something along those lines. It's 8:00 every Saturday. Different artists from all over the place. It's a good place for it. There's
They've changed it. It's nice. The bathrooms are nice there now.
It smells better. It does. It's your feet don't stick as much.
Yes.
It's the walls. He's done like thing, you know, murals and stuff like that. And
murals are nice too.
Yeah, they're nice. I've heard.
And so you can buy the CD there.
You can. You can buy the CD. Yeah. I even leave a couple of CDs there. I'm always there. Yeah. Cover all the bases.
So Locomotives is on the air thanks to listener donations and support from Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios. Offering 24-hour access, Prime Artist Rehearsal Studios rents hourly, monthly, all their spaces for bands' rehearsal needs at Thompson Point, near downtown Portland. For more info, go online at primeartistportland.com or by calling or texting 415-7762. This is Locomotives. And with us, the Kenya Hall Band. Welcome, everybody. And there's a lot of them, just in case you're tuning in right now. We've got Calvin. I can't even see Calvin anymore. He's kind of in the corner.
I'm right here.
Here I am.
Calvin was comfy. I know. He was on the floor at one point. I don't know what he's doing down there.
I'm having fun.
All right.
He figured since he didn't wear pants, we figured, you know, he should just stay low.
That's right. Well, it's the right outfit for radio.
Yeah, you know. Well, I decided I didn't have to think too much about getting dressed. Sweatpants, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Sweet.
USA sweatshirt.
So Calvin on guitar. Of course, Kenya Hall. She's vocalizing tonight. We've got Adam. He's on the saxophone.
Over there. Yes.
And he's not new. Is Adam new? Adam's been around forever. Or is he just joining you?
No, he's been in the band for a while now.
He's kind of new every night.
Used to play bass, filled in here and there. Sometimes he played the congas. Sometimes he was the dancer. Sometimes he made chocolate cake for the audience.
Wow. If you didn't want to go to the shows before, only can you get the CDs, but you can get chocolate cake, possibly, in the shape of a saxophone made by Adam.
Yes.
And you get to see what outfits Cal's wearing.
Yes, right. Calvin, he always dresses to the nines. He usually looks better than me. His shoes are always shiny.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, white leather shoes. The shoes look better than Portland. I mean, just...
White leather.
Mm-hmm.
That's sporting it. So John is down on the trombone. John McLean.
Yes.
Dan Boyden in the back corner on the drums here at the studio. Frank Hopkins, he's slapping down those keys, strumming the guitar. And of course, Andrew Scherza, we know you're there. Slap Happy on the bass.
Slappy, that's what we call him.
Slappy. So in case you didn't know, we have got all seven squeezed into our studios, and they are making magic happen. So
I saw a round of water's going around. Is it getting warm in there?
Oh, so warm. I had to take my hat off already. Like, it's a good thing I wore a couple shirts.
I just dumped my water in the humidifier.
Right. Nice.
It's a sauna in there now?
I heard it was way
smaller.
Your
band shed it. Yeah. Usually, they start shedding.
I was wondering why you guys were all in there with towels around your waist.
The sauna.
I'm pretty used to bringing my bathrobe to gigs, though, in this band. Yeah. So it's not a new thing.
No gym membership required here at WMPG. Just come play live in our studio.
You're all lucky there's a wall here
because Dan Boyd isn't actually butt naked.
He's naked right now.
With a Campbell soup can on.
Oh, yeah, they're bringing on the full onslaught experience for you right here. So, more tunes from the album? Or are you going to... Are you going to have your wing moment where you just make up lyrics? Because you are like the queen of that.
Oh, yeah. And yes, you... Oh, yes.
I do remember.
Yes, you do. I don't know. Do you bleep things on this? No, I'm playing. No.
I let you guys in, didn't I?
No, Michelle saw a band that I was in called Terry Jenkins. Oh. And,
It was an experience,
it
really.
It really was. I never saw so many people so shocked when Megan and I walked into the room. And it's just me and Megan Jo Wilson, and we would wear wigs and some kind of ridiculous outfit. And we would make up beats on a Casio. And every song, we would wing it. We would say, give us a subject. And somebody would be like, penguins. And we'd talk about penguins on crack. It was something different every show. And even that show that you saw... All of Megan's friends were there, and they even shunned her. Like, we came down, they were like, oh. So, and she was actually just talking about doing a reunion show. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, nice. And you guys just did something together.
We did an art show, and it was sort of like a soul movement thing. We were doing songs that we did back in that band, and it was really good because I miss singing with Megan. There's probably nobody I dig singing with more than Megan, and so it was really fun. It was so fun. She always gets it. She always knows where you're going, and that woman has soul. So I really missed it, and it was a really good time because of it, too.
Yeah, well, you two have incredible chemistry together.
And we were on stage passing my kid back and forth because he wouldn't let us go. So he just stayed on stage just kind of hugging women. He's starting early. Yeah, he's starting early.
Well, we have so much more music and 55 minutes to hear it all. So let us just be, I don't know, inundated with music for a while you, so that everybody can hear more of the magic.
Okay.
And less of me.
No, I can hear
it's
you.
It's not right. Magic, really. Just blah, 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 blah.
Oh, come on, it's magic.
No, it's magic. That's what I thought it was. It's the only reason why I'm here.
Ain't got nothing.
It is. It's supersized magic tonight.
It's like a delay.
It's because Zach's here.
It was the magic that brought me here.
The magic of the supersized? No,
I was just minding my own business. The next thing I know, I just appeared here.
I don't even know what I was doing. I was at Hanford.
And he's all dappered out. Like, I thought, where are you going tonight? You got some hot date?
I'm actually their manager, so if anybody wants to talk business.
Zach. Yeah. Zach, that's... Now we're going to spread that rumor. Everybody, Zach Jones is our manager.
Terrible. Taking us to Hollywood.
Worst.
So give us a call at 780-4909. We are looking for bookings.
Bookings.
We've got a 7-piece band that is ready to
that
rock your socks off.
Yes. Weddings, bar mitzvahs, you name it.
Bar mitzvahs. We'll be there. We do so good at bar mitzvahs and reggae shows.
Shoe nice.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Anything. This band would be the best for your wedding. You're thinking of getting married this summer.
Might as well.
And you just want to have a memorable experience? Well, hire the Kenya Hall Band.
Actually, Zach, you are fired now. Michelle is now our manager. She's out there working it, pushing it.
Actually, that was my managerial decision to hire her as your PR person.
Good one. So, good.
I'm taking her with me now that I'm fired.
I was just playing. April Fools.
It's the music sells itself. It's not me. It is not me. Buy the CD and you'll know what I mean. Learning for Miles, Volume 1. Go to your record store now. Okay, no, not till 9.
Yeah, wait till the show's over.
In the morning.
Or sit in your car in the parking lot.
Yes, and wait till break. Because there has to be a break somewhere and just run in. But, they're good. Customer service, they'll get you in and out.
Did we say we weren't going to talk?
We did.
No,
and then
it's okay. Just keep. Go ahead and do that.
No, stop it. No.
Yes.
You gonna do the clean version or the dirty one?
Clean version. This is radio.
Clean version. Hey, yes.
I just thought I'd bring that up just in case.
Kids may be hearing this. Yeah. All right.
Still nothing on the keys.
Down. from this ride. If I close my eyes, I won't feel the pain inside. For everything I know, I can't stand to let it go. Stand to let it go. No, whoa, 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 please don't go. Merry go round. Give me all from this ride, this ride. Merry go round and around and around. Get me off, let me down, get me up from this ride. 'Cause if I close my eyes, I won't feel the pain inside. For everything I know, I can't stand to let it go. Just one more time around, baby, I won't let you down. I really need you here until I can't stand your face no
from me. I don't have any more. You're breaking my, can't give any more. You're breaking my heart. I don't need any more. This game you play is over to me. Just leave me alone and let me be free. Thank you.
love, wanting your love and you to keep me strong, baby. What you want from me, I can't give anymore. What you want from me, I don't have any more. You're breaking my heart, I can't give anymore. You're breaking my heart. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? Yeah, you're breaking my heart. You're breaking oh my heart. What do you want from me?
Now that song was written by none other than Baby Oil himself here. So I can't even take credit for that.
That's his local name, right?
That is beautiful.
Right around Portland, that's Baby Oil.
White Leather, as he's known down in Georgia. or winging it out in Arkansas.
Well, Baby Oil, man, that song is smooth.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
What's that about? What's that about anyway? Why don't you tell us about what
Welcome
about?
To Storytellers.
Baby Oil is pretty smooth. You can't see it, but he's shining right now.
It's about
now.
Bubble baths. One leg out the tub, you know. You know, you get home after hard days, you know, work, and you know, just want to lay out and just, you know, have one leg out the tub, take a nice hot bath, you know, feel good.
Are we about to get Barry White over here?
Yes, or
feel
yes.
real good.
I feel like this could segue into another song very easily. Yeah. We're gonna have to turn the lights down a little lower for the next one, though.
Man, Calvin's been doing it though. Like,
oh, there
yes.
it goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Calvin's been doing it for a while. Like,
he's still shining.
Yeah, he's still shining, man.
He's still shining.
He's still shining. Like, he's an amazing writer and amazing player. And you've been playing. You've been right there in Hollywood for a while. You know,
yeah,
like
I'm close to Hollywood. I've been close a couple of times. I just need to stay there.
I don't know. I think you got to stay right here with this ensemble because that just sounded so incredible all together. Everybody was just right there and just right on target with
make
one
feel
another.
Good, huh? Make you feel good, right?
That was great. That was awesome.
It makes you want to go. Mm.
I want to get in my tub.
Yeah, see?
You have. When you get home tonight, you
I'm
know.
I'm going to get in the tub.
Mm-hmm. Turn down the lights. Put on a candle, you know.
Tell Charlie to supersize me.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. I didn't know it was this
That's
kind of show.
That's my husband.
It is, see? It is.
It's that kind of show. Okay. Shit. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start a new thing. People going home say supersize, and they're like, what are you talking about?
Kenya's...
You don't even eat me.
Is that song on your CD, Kenya?
That one is. That one is on the CD. Yeah.
And say somebody wanted to go buy that CD and go home and sit in the tub and listen to that.
February 24th. They got to go to the show at the Big Easy.
Or if you wanted to just get it and put it in the bathroom. Light some
specifically
candles.
In the bathroom.
Yeah. You may have a tub in the kitchen. You know, Portland has some weird apartments.
Hot
you know?
Tub.
In the hot tub. It is. You could have like the tub right beside your bed in some places.
Yeah.
And you go to Bull Moose.
You go to Bull Moose.
Bull Moose. Yeah.
You yes. could give birth to that song in a
you
tub.
Could, yeah.
Oh, yes. It would be messy, but there's water there. You know, you could clean it up.
It goes good with hot wax too.
Yeah. Are you online, Kenya?
No, I kind of slacked off on the online thing.
She's got different stuff online.
Okay, never mind. Go to Bull Moose.
Yeah, different stuff online. That's not this kind of show.
She's in so many different bands.
There's stuff online. There's like the website is online, but you can't buy. But I was saying you can't buy it off.
There's a link to Bull Moose though.
See, and Frank's on it.
And your website is
KenyaHallBand.com. Yes, it is. Right. It is. He's on it.
No, we're not on the web.
Yeah, I guess.
Frank, you're not just making the records and playing in the band. Now you're the band manager, too.
Yes.
Now, is Andrew's one-man show about Ron Jeremy streaming on the website?
No. You have to pay good money for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a bathtub tonight. At the Big Easy show that you can get in and watch it.
Just a big community bathtub in the middle of the dance floor?
No, it's just one bathtub. You got to pay extra to get into the bathtub, but you get a preview of the show in there. There's a little monitor, you know, some headphones. Yeah. So, you know,
the one-man show.
I don't know. Headphones?
What's that called again? It's Fuzzy in the Middle? Yes.
Yeah. That's your word for your improv moment tonight.
What's that?
Fuzzy.
Fuzzy,
Fuzzy in
yes.
the middle.
Fuzzy in the middle. Yes. That's what she said.
What kind of show was this?
Yeah.
It's a good show. I like
it. It is a good show. But for the next CD and stuff like that, I really want to work on getting stuff better online. Like, I didn't do CD Baby and stuff like that, and I really should have. I should have. I want to focus a whole lot more on selling things over the interweb, as the kids call it these days. I didn't do it well this last time, and I really want to do it better this next time. And also, I probably will worry a lot less about the physical copies. I think I spent really way too much on that, and I could have taken that money and spread it out elsewhere to get it out way further, you know, than what
the
I
producer
did.
Producer overcharged you.
But it's a beautiful CD, and there is still something really magical about holding a CD in your hand that you've just bought from, you know, a great band, their first CD. You need to have it, to hold it.
I still buy vinyl, so of course I can get down with a CD. You know, I like the physical copies of things. But you don't have to, like, for as much as I spent for out as many as I got, I think I could have done it in a way more cost-effective way.
Well, that's your growth area.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is,
I'll keep sending you emails. I'm going to get on you. I'm going to say,
what are you doing?
It also forces people to come to shows, though. So
that is true.
You want it? Get to the show, kids.
People are all about
they want the live experience with you guys, and you bring it on. You take it to a new level, and you definitely tweak your songs, and you're not going to get what you get on the album if you don't come to the live show. So you have to come to the live shows.
Luckily, it grows. Grows. If it's, like we said earlier, if it's still staying the same, it's going to get boring. But also, you're just not learning anything.
Right. Well, and there's nothing like a live band.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite big ensemble, War, they were the best live. Yeah, they're just fun. Slap happy fun.
Yeah, I've never seen them live. That's
so good.
Yeah, nice.
But I want to hear more of the Kenya Hall Band.
Right on.
We're nearing the 8:30 hour, and I want to hear more, you know, from this album or new.
Something new.
It's your experience. Right. Bring it on to us. Fuzzy in the middle.
Fuzzy in the middle. Let's do that. ain't no change.
Changer.
Changer. And then we'll go right into All Right.
Ain't no change in this worldly game. Ain't no change in this worldly game. People talking about the revolution. People talking about evolution. People talking about making a change. People talking about making it better. Ain't no change in this world again. Ain't no change in this world again.
and down and all around. Man's trying to do his own thing. Knows off his own face. People talking about the pusher man. People talking about giving to the man. People talking about the cost of living. People talking about it ain't enough giving. No change in this world began. No, 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 no change in this world began. Up and down. You can't even talk a nose on his own face. People talking about the cost of living. People talking about it ain't enough giving. People talking about the lack of love. People talking about the man above. Ain't no change in this world again. No, 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 no change in this world again. No, 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 ain't no change. No change. No, 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 no change. Ain't no change. There ain't no change in this world again. Ain't no change. Ain't no change. No, 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 no. Did you ever feel the vessel, being for another. Did it wear you out? It's going down like patience. It's going down just like the sun. It's just a connection, a simple connection. It's just a connection. We just connected again. It's just a connection, a simple connection. It's just a connection. We just connected again. Bring you so far up, you could feel the pull. It is going down just like the rain. It is going down just like the sun. It's just a connection, a simple connection. It's just a connection, we just connected again. It's just a connection, a simple connection. It's just a connection. Oh, we just connected again. Oh. We could stretch the depths, the depths, the depths. Rake the muck from man, siphon the Korean once again. It is going down like sucrose, sucrose. It is going down like it's the one. It's just a connection, a simple connection. It's just a connection. You just connected again. It's just a connection, a simple connection. It's just a connection. Oh, we just connected. Oh, we just connected again and again and again and again and again and again. And again.
Man, I love that song.
Nice.
I know I said it earlier. It is a funky ills remover.
Yes. That song was written by Frank Hopkins.
Ah. Yes. Well, Frank Hopkins, you know how to remove some funky ills.
Some funky ills.
I got a lot of not only moves, it removes.
Yes. It's true. It not only grooves, it removes.
It does. It does. That it does.
And who does not love a song that can remove, like, all of that funkiness?
You gotta love it. You gotta love it.
And, nice
and Frank
job.
Is Frank is an amazing writer. Yeah. Frank, how long you been writing songs? How many albums you have out?
I don't remember.
Four.
About four albums.
One of four says two. I have two, so four.
Four, yeah. Four altogether. Yeah, Frank has been on the scene for a long time, man. He knows about it. He's an amazing writer. I'm really happy to have him on the team.
Well, he's such a community guy. I mean, he is out helping everybody in every way musically that he can, and he's got his hand in a lot of different projects just because he has such passion for everything. So
yeah, he's a musician, definitely. Yeah.
And Frank, your albums are available at Bull Moose as well?
They are. Or online.
There
or
you
online.
Go. Or
see,
online.
Yeah,
line
see,
of Force.
Where do we actually
Line of Force, and do you have one just Frank Hopkins too?
Lineofforce.com is the only place to go these days. But actually, we have a show this Saturday, if I can jump in and
definitely.
We're playing next Saturday for the Saturday Jazz, Soul, and Blues series at the Big Easy. And we're with a Stephanie Fisher band, which is like a 9-piece, horn, R&B, soul kind of thing. And we are rock, funk, and soul for your soul hole. So, you can get all of that at the Big Easy next Saturday.
So really, you just got to keep going to the Big Easy on Saturdays.
Pretty much.
Your soul funk connection.
Pretty much, Ken Bell is the man. That's nice. Two L's on Bell.
And what about you, Zach? You got a show in between those two shows?
I wish I did. I've got absolutely nothing coming up. But that's actually not
you probably
Richard.
Have
no,
a ballad.
I was going to say, no, I know one. You better talk about it.
Do I have? Help me out, Kenya. What do I have?
I don't know.
I'm just as bad as I...
Kenya is Zach's manager.
Wait, okay, here we go.
Aren't you putting out vinyl soon?
I am planning on putting out some vinyl soon, yes. Is this my moment? Should I start plugging myself out?
Definitely. Yes. This is Zach Jones, by the way, everybody. Yes. Another great musician on the scene here in Portland, putting
much
together
nicer,
his third,
much
maybe
nicer
fourth
to people
CD.
Than I am.
officially, technically it's my fourth CD. I put out a record right out of high school in 2000. And then I played in the bands Rocktopus and As Fast As and did a bunch of records with them. And then, so this record will be my third record post As Fast As. So I'd still call it my third record, even though technically it's a fourth.
Right.
But yes, I just finished. It's a throwback soul record, very Motown Stax influenced.
Oh, cool.
And I had a lot of great Portland musicians come play on it. And so trying to get some money together for that now. It's all mixed and recorded. But I started a Pledge Music campaign. I may as well. Actually, my website is ZachJonesTunes.com, and if you feel like checking out my Pledge Music page and seeing, I've got a whole bunch of incentives, like signed CDs and posters and T-shirts and all that stuff.
He'll come and cook you dinner.
Oh, sweet.
You know, yeah, I mean, it's, seriously, if you want me to come cook you dinner, tell me how much that's worth to you, and we can put that toward it. But yeah, if you go to my website, there's a link to the Pledge Music page, and I'm actually not kidding. I will anything anybody wants me to do.
He'll repot your plants.
Oh, nice.
I just want to get this record finished.
So Zach's going to come feature at the Dogfish Open mic, because we're going to raise a bunch of money.
There you go.
For Zach.
Yes.
During his feature set there.
That's a good idea.
And Kenya's going to come down that night to support him and be my wing woman.
Yes. I will be your wing woman that night.
All right.
But I will also be playing, actually, since we're plugging shows here.
You might as well. That's what we do. Yeah. That's what you do.
This Saturday night, hopefully Ken doesn't have anything awesome going on at the Big Easy that I'm now maybe detracting from. Oh, I want to keep quiet because I don't want to pull away from Tone King's audience. I love those guys.
Well, you know what? We're a big community here, and we got to support all the great venues in town, not just
you go
one.
To all of them. You
got
to
just check them all out.
Yep.
So if you're not already going to the Big Easy to check out Tone Kings, which you should, by the way.
He's going
to
love us for plugging them in. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I will be at Bayside Bowl earlier as well, playing 50s and 60s covers with Tyler Quist and Chaz Lester.
So. Nice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, those guys are fun.
Yeah, they are.
With the capital F.
Yes.
That is true.
Who does not love Tyler Quist? Oh, yeah, Fuzzy. That's exactly it. Yes. Who does not love Tyler Quist love?
He played some on your CD.
Yes.
You had a lot of people helping out on that.
I did have a lot of people.
You had a good crew.
I think by the time that CD came out, I had a band, but that was just... can you come in and help? Can you come in and help? Luckily, I know all these awesome people who are really good to me and, just cook us some dinner or, don't yell at us and cuss at us and stuff like that. Everybody comes in and helps out everybody. That's part of being in this awesome community is that we know all these really great musicians who will not kick us in the ass too bad for not hooking them up with some money for helping. And then you do the same as well, when somebody needs you for something.
It takes a village, and community is the only thing that is going to survive
all of
the madness.
A lot of give and take in this music scene, which is great, because there's a lot of talent.
A lot of talent, and that's why all of us are poor, so all of us stand strong and poor together.
That's right.
That's right. Well, Portland's a great scene.
Yeah,
so luckily everybody who's out of the city, come. Now that you hear us from far and away, come down and check out what's happening down in Portland.
Our call in and tell us where to book a gig down there, because that's, we're willing to travel. And that's, right now I don't know who to call out of town. I don't know who to call to say, I don't want to.
What about up in Hallowell at Slates?
I have played there. Yep, I've definitely played. I just played
that's
in Hallowell
fun.
a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Lewiston has a great little scene going on.
I actually don't know very much about Lewiston at all. For as many, I used to play in regular bar bands all the time.
So Lewiston, anybody out there in Lewiston, where do you play out there? Who do we call?
What do they have there?
How do we get a funk ensemble? A little soul music.
A little soul music out there. The only thing is it's really hard to shop a 7-piece band in regular bar bands. Right. And like a regular bar scene, they're like 7 pieces.
It's a little big.
Yeah, we pay $37. Can you guys split that? Or,
we'll give you a burger and a pitcher of beer.
Yeah, it's a burger. Yeah, and the beer has been sitting here since last week. So I mean, you take what you can get. And not that pay is the huge issue, but
Gas isn't free.
Yeah, gas is not free.
And nor are musical instruments.
No, no. and Rev ain't free.
Let's hear you live on the radio
right now. On the radio. All right.
Let's hear it. Let's hear some slap happy music from the Kenya Hall Band. We got, you know who's in the band. We got Frank Hopkins on the keys. Dan Boyden's on the drums. John McClain, he's just sliding the trombone. Adam Mondry on the saxophone.
That's a fluffy bone.
Kenya Hall on the vocals. Calvin, he's the oil man down in the corner on the guitar. And Andrew Scherza slapping the bass. It's all right. They make up the Kenya Hall Band. And you're tuned in to WMPG, and it's going to snow tomorrow.
That is
going to be a beautiful thing. No, it's going to be beautiful. It's beautiful today. We enjoyed a sunny day. Let it snow a little.
I don't mind if it snows or stays nice. Just quit mixing up. That's pneumonia weather. Yeah. That's pneumonia weather. You keep mixing up.
Take
so you
away
don't know
the
what to
pneumonia.
Wear.
And this is your official MPG weather report.
That's why we're getting in the song. Tonight.
That's pneumonia why weather. We brought Zach in today, you see?
See? Because he has the weatherman voice.
Thank you, Zach.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And thank you, listeners, because WMPG is on the air thanks to the generosity and support from 317 Main Street Community Music Center, a venue for music playing, learning, and community, which is what we've been talking about tonight. 317 Main is now accepting registrations for classes in fiddle, guitar, voice, mandolin, banjo, bass, piano, and many more instruments in both its Yarmouth and Portland studios. So check them out online at 317mainstreet.org. And now get those ears attuned because we are bringing you live the Kenya Hall Experience.
And that song is?
That song was All Right. It's All Right. And that's a new one.
And it was very good. It was more than All Right.
Right. Right on.
See what I did there?
See how I changed that around? Manager. You're back in manager position.
Yes.
Man. Yes.
So what do you guys got going on?
We are about to play a song from the album now. This is Till I See You. We're going to do that one now.
All right.
You make things so I can see.
you make things not so bad. It's easy to say, but you do. Oh, oh, it's when I see you and then you bring the light. You hear my vibe, you make things all right. Until I see you and then you bring the light. You hear my vibe. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. It's when I see you. It's when I see you. It's when I see you.
That I was gonna throw some fuzzy in there.
We still got time for some fuzzy to be thrown out there.
There's still some time for fuzzy.
But I just want to be serious for one moment. I've been fooling around and messing around because you guys are more fun than anything.
We're not. We try not to take too much seriously. That's
I know, but that voice of yours is seriously just sick.
Thanks.
Have you? Did you come out like that? Just singing from like day one?
I've been singing for a long time. I've been singing for, I lived in this huge house with like a cement basement, mm-hmm. and they just threw me down there, and I could bang around and play and scream and sing as much as I want. And like, I say it all the time, but it's for real. No one ever said shut up. No one was ever like, oh, we're trying to watch Jeopardy. You know, like, everybody was always Jeopardy. They watched Jeopardy in my house.
Yeah, they really did.
So everybody was always so supportive that, you know, if you're told to stop really soon, you know, you don't keep doing it. You don't keep practicing right. it. You don't keep hearing yourself. And everybody was really okay with what I did.
So you were fostered musically. Yeah. That's awesome.
Thanks to Jeopardy.
Thanks to Jeopardy. They were more worried about the questions there or the answers.
Well, honestly, it's like a little Midas touch you have inside you, because every project you're involved in, anything you do, I am sold from the first note.
Right on.
From the first musician you bring in with you, whoever it is, just
nice.
It's all great. And
thank you.
I can't thank you enough for stopping in, playing music, wanting to be a part of Locomotives, and just being out there in the community.
Yeah,
and
this community and what you're doing.
Going
and the
everywhere.
Station,
from
all,
open mics
all, yeah.
to the big halls, just constantly given and given. So get out there, buy her CD, Learning for Miles, Volume 1. It's a collective band CD. It's an amazing CD. More is coming, but we have to get out to the shows, pay the money down so that the bands can continue to raise money to make new CDs, mm-hmm. because it does take a lot. It takes
it takes
serious financial toll.
Yeah.
But there are ways to do it and to support these bands. So please support them however it is that you can. If it's going out or buying the CDs or hopefully doing it the way Zach was mentioning it, kind of, which is a new thing. It's not just that you're out on the CD saying, hey, go to my website and whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. But isn't there, what's it called? People are now making CDs and you can kind of be part of the process right from the beginning, like, and over the year.
I mean, that's pretty similar to what I'm doing. I mean, there's also, you know, Kickstarter is a very popular one that people use now for all sorts of artistic projects. And
cool.
I'm going through Pledge Music, which is a very similar aspect, only just more specifically geared toward music and not just open projects.
Well, I can't say it enough. Support local musicians, because we have these incredible musicians and the world needs to hear them. Don't go away, though.
No.
Stay here. We need you.
No, we're here. They were here.
But fly. Spread those wings and fly.
Travel.
So take us out with something while I just read this one more little thing, but get ready to just take us out in these 4 minutes.
We're going to play, before we go out, can I say
again whatever.
That we play on the 25th.
At the Big Easy.
At the Big Easy.
At the Big Easy.
And the CDs are on sale at Bull Moose. And even if you don't buy a CD, come out and have a good time. That's, you
definitely
know, I like
come
people coming out.
Out
and having a good time, you know?
If you can't make it to a Bull Moose, too, you could go to KenyaHallBand.com. There's a link to Bull Moose, and I'm pretty sure they'll ship you a CD.
They'll ship it to you, and if they don't ship
that
it to
easy.
You, they then, don't ship it
then,
to you.
If they don't, then Kenya will deliver it.
I was going to say, actually, for a dollar cheaper, Frank will deliver it.
So
and
there
he will
it
bring
is.
You flowers, probably picked from your own garden.
February 25th, the Big Easy, here it is, one last time. Right here at WMPG, live in the studio, I've got the Kenya Hall Band live. And thank you, everybody. This program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and the underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. And Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. Bring it on, Kenya Hall.
Of you, dreaming of me, of me. I saw you yesterday, and you stayed on my mind. It made me think of us and all the good times, all that fun and laughter we left behind, and how we grew apart, not knowing why. You dreaming of me, of me. I'm dreaming, dreaming of you, dreaming of me, of me. I'm thinking about you, wondering where you are, what you do, when, and what is on your mind. And when you're not alone, do you think about me? I sit all alone. Where did I go wrong? I'm still dreaming, dreaming of you, dreaming of me, of me. I'm still dreaming, dreaming of you, dreaming of me, of me. So hard to believe, so much time has gone by. I sit and ask myself, and I wonder, wonder why. I need you in my life, yes, I can't deny. I'm still dreaming, dreaming of you, dreaming of me. Of me, of me. I'm still dreaming, dreaming of you, dreaming of me, of me. I'm still dreaming, dreaming of you, dreaming of me.
One more time, thank you very much to the Kenya Hall Band live on our studio.
Thank you, Michelle.
So great to have you all again. Thanks. And February 25th, the Big Easy.
Thanks to Zach Jones, too.
Yeah, thanks for Zach Jones.
Thank you.
Going down with your moral support.
Thank you.
Yes, Zach did bring it home. So It's February 25th, the Big Easy. We will see you then. Right now, it's time for Stay Rude. And Rob's got a song for you here, Kenya, this first track. Once again, Michelle Arcand and I will see you real soon.